For AM 980 WCUB News, I'm Brian Lundberg, and here's our top story.
Police near Eau Claire are still trying to figure out exactly how a roadway washed away, resulting in two vehicles plunging into a hole, killing three people. That happened yesterday near the small town of Willard, about 50 miles southeast of Eau Claire. Police there say two vehicles plunged about 12 to 15 feet in a sinkhole created when the Clark County roadway washed away from the rain. Thomas and Susan Jerkeka of Milwaukee were in the pickup truck that crashed first. A second vehicle, then driven by 24-year-old Mary Malinowski of Thorpe, landed on top of the pickup truck. Motorists discovered the crash site around 1:30 in the morning yesterday. According to the National Weather Service, that area got only 1 to 3 inches of rain Wednesday. Heavy rain, though, had already saturated the ground from previous rains, creating the rushing water that officials say washed away a 50-foot section of that highway. Little change is seen after the first day of recounting votes in the recall election involving Republican State Senator Van Wongard. His vote total hasn't changed, while Democratic challenger John Lehman lost one vote in each of three precincts canvassed thus far. Those precincts represent about 14% of the votes from June the 5th. Racine County officials say they're expecting to finish up their work before the July 2nd deadline. The recount was called for when Lehman defeated Wongard by just 834 votes out of nearly 72,000 which were cast. For the first time, the invasive emerald ash borer has been found in Waukesha County. State agriculture officials say that it was spotted in Maquonago by an arborist who works for the village. The state officials confirmed the pest's existence yesterday. The emerald ash borer has been blamed for the deaths of tens of millions of ash trees in the eastern U.S. It has now been found in 11 Wisconsin counties, many in the Fox Cities area, but also in Milwaukee and also in Racine.